Mikey Pod. Mikey Pod, episode 101. This is the long-awaited second half of the tour of Greenpoint with NewYorkShitty.com's Ms. Heather, already in progress.
Yeah. And actually a story that I want to do, because every Monday I try to feature like a news story from like the Brooklyn Daily Eagle or the New York Times about Greenpoint. You know, something old and interesting.
Uh-huh.
Something I've been researching right now is about a gentleman, I don't remember his first name, but he was a doctor, Dr. Gallagher. And he was actually extradited and thrown in a British prison for, I think, over 10 years for Irish insurgency.
Really?
Yes, it had to do with the Phoenix Park affair, which I'm still learning a little bit about, but apparently it was a bombing that, like, killed two public officials. But that's something I'm researching. I'm not getting real far right now. But there were a number of Irish societies. I'm trying to see if I can find anything about them. Oh, God, what is it called? Clan na Gael. Because I would really like to feature something about that. But looks like it's moving day.
Oh,
which actually
yeah.
is a good day to, like, scout around, look for Mongo, and get furniture.
Look for Mongo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's Mongo?
Street trash.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a... that was the name for it.
Yeah, I've got... Actually, I'll recommend some reading to you. There's a book called Mongo. The author's last name is Botha, B-O-T-H-A. Uh-huh. And it's got maybe 10 chapters all about people who go out and collect street trash.
Okay.
That kind of thing. I really recommend it. It's a great book. This is some nice siding here.
And it's got that wood effect going, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to ascertain exactly how this happened. Because it looks like what they did is they took two houses and grafted them together. And this is definitely going to go on the blog. It kind of reminds me of the Monitor, which, you know, is built around here. And that's, like, the turret up there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really odd building.
Well, like I said, it looks like they took the house on the right, which faces west, and then tore out the back of it and attached it to the house on the left, which faces north.
Right.
This is just an educated guess, but this one... I've been meaning to post it, but sometimes they just overwhelm me, and I have to take a little while to think about what I'm going to put up.
Yeah.
Actually, this is kind of cool over here. You see this building with BFD on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn Fire Department. That was built, I believe, in 1895, which was three years before consolidation. And it was the 38th Engine Company.
Okay.
As you can see. And actually, this grocery store over here, we'll go in really quick. Because
okay.
they've got a great photo of this department, I think from 1920. And what's funny about it is there was a fire plug there in the same place as there is now.
Uh-huh.
And, well, this one's been readjusted, but it's... You could tell that the placement was bad because it was continuously getting knocked by, like, an engine or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, sitting at, like, a 60-degree angle. But you'll see it in the photo.
Yeah, that is really close to where the engine would need to come out.
Well, yes. But that's a beautiful building. It's one of my favorites.
No,
done a little research on it. Can't pull up a whole lot about it. I think the most illustrious engine house we have is on India, and that's pretty amazing. I read in the New York Times, I think it was in the 70s, the city put it up for auction, and a local artist got it for like $18,000.
Holy
no,
shit.
Not even that. I think it was like $15,000. I mean, you talk about a steal.
Oh, yeah.
God. So, yeah, we'll take a quick look
okay,
in here. They might be able to tell you a little bit. Here you go. You can see where we are.
Oh, yeah.
Grocery.
Oh, that's really cool. And this is what? Harmon Avenue? Norman.
Yeah, we're on Norman. And then see, there's your...
Yeah, the plug.
The fire plug.
Nice. What year did you say it was built?
Well, actually, it was built in 1895. I'm not too sure when this picture was taken. Well, ask really quick. When was this picture taken again? Looks like maybe the 20s.
Yeah, it gotta be a 20s.
Yeah, because it looks like it's after consolidation. But that's kind of cool.
Yeah, with the horses, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So we'll go ahead and we'll hook back up this direction.
I think that's what works so well about your blog, is just that you're really interested in all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it really makes it easy to connect with. Even the shit.
Yeah. Well, this is a fascinating neighborhood. It really is. Perhaps because I grew up in burbs, I'll admit it. You know, there's a realness and a directness here that I find very refreshing. People actually talk to each other here. People help each other out a lot here. And, I mean, the degrees of separation are very, very few. When I first moved here, I moved into an apartment on Clay Street. God, that was an interesting place, but we won't go into that. I had a problem with my telephone. And I'll tell you about what it was later, but the fact is I had to have Verizon come out and look at it. Well, the only other problem with that was, on top of getting a new apartment, I had just gotten a new job. So, you're staying home to wait for Verizon to show up. This seems to be a pattern with me, Verizon and I.
Yeah.
No phones. I had to go to work. So, I head home. I stop at, like, the last bodega before you get down, like, on DuPont Clay Box, because there aren't really that many businesses down there. You know, I go in, and this man who I've never seen before in my life is like, "Hey, are you the one that's, like, needing to have her phone looked at?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, they came by today and you weren't home." And I just looked at him and I was just like, okay, thanks. And it spooked the shit out of me. And I'm not going to believe something that someone just tells me on the street.
Yeah.
So I get home and I ask, like, the super's wife, and I ask, like, one of my neighbors. And he's like, "Well, yeah, he came by today." So I got on the phone and I made arrangements with them. I actually really appreciated it in hindsight, but
yeah,
that's an excellent example of how the dynamic works here. Let's see, where are we? I think we're on Jewel?
We went back to Jewel.
Yeah, we're approaching McGolrick Park here in a bit. It's a nice block, not very remarkable, in case you haven't noticed.
I like being back. It's so funny. Like, I lived in Brooklyn for a long time. It was just a few months. But I like it out here better than I like living in Manhattan.
Yeah, it seems to be incomprehensible to a lot of people, but living in Manhattan was never on the table for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if I had the money, I wouldn't want to. Seriously. And a lot of people can't seem to understand that.
Right.
You know, it's a little slower, it's a little quieter here. And one thing I have problems with, I'm sure I'm not the only one, I'm a really light sleeper.
Oh, okay.
I can't handle a lot of noise.
You're going this way?
And, well, with the exception of construction now,
right,
I do get a decent night's sleep.
Yeah, that's hard out there. Like, I live right on 6th Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I was noticing yesterday that, like, when I pay attention to all the horn honking, I'm like, is this really like it is all day long? And I just...
You learn to tune it out.
Yeah.
This is a really beautiful Tudor-style house over here. Look at this.
Oh, nice.
Duplex. This is like something you would see in Morris Park, the Bronx. This is the epitome of what you would see there. We'll take a quick look and then we'll go back to the park. But see, they even have the little niches where you can put in your Virgin Mary statuettes.
Oh, very cool.
Up at the top. The garage doors, you can tell, are original.
This is really nice.
This is a beautifully maintained little group of buildings. I love it. Especially the two on the left, because they've really gotten into the gardening.
Very cool.
Yeah,
those garage doors are nice.
Yeah, especially like the retro turquoise.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty sweet. But, you know, I mean, you get back to, like, Manhattan versus Brooklyn. Where are you going to see this in Manhattan? You're not. You have to go to the outer boroughs to get it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Like I said, Manhattan, I like to visit there occasionally, although now I don't have to go to Manhattan at all because I work and live in Greenpoint.
Oh, but nice.
In fact, actually, when I do my shopping, I don't usually go there. I just go to Williamsburg, usually Williamsburg, occasionally Long Island City. Although, I don't know, Long Island City, I think, is like making this quantum leap from, you know, grunge industrial to Manhattan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. If I was living there, I would find it depressing. It's certainly depressing to, like, look north on Manhattan Avenue and see, like, five skyscrapers going up. We call them Mohawk buildings. Because they do. They look like they have Mohawks. But, there are some fun things to be had there. Like PS1. Yeah. I like PS1. I go there maybe once a quarter.
What is PS1?
It's actually an old public school that's been converted into an art space.
Okay.
I believe they're affiliated with MoMA now.
Is that Long Island City, you said?
Yes, it is. It's off the 21st Street stop of the G.
Okay.
Sometimes if you have the means, I would definitely encourage you to go.
Yeah.
Because they, not only do they have, like, shows, but if you, basically you can send in a portfolio, and if they like you, you can get a studio space there.
Oh, cool.
I mean, if that's your prerogative. I, for one, can't really work outside of my home. I'm so used to doing all of my art projects, and this has been for years. I'm so used to doing it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, then there's other things, like, yeah, I can get as messy as I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, if I want to go around wearing a pair of, like, my husband's boxer shorts and no bra, no one's going to care, no one's going to look. If I want to crack open a beer, I can crack open a beer.
Right.
I think it's working conditions I'm getting around to. But this is Monsignor McGolrick Park. Prior to being called McGolrick Park, it was called Winthrop Park. I think the change was made in the early 30s. But this is home to probably the most disgusting public bathroom in Greenpoint. Some would argue that McCarran Park's pretty bad. Yeah, I'll be fair. It is, but McCarran Park gets a lot more traffic than this bathroom does. So the fact that the workers at this park are so lazy or belligerent or incompetent that they couldn't let this get as bad as it can, as I have seen it, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
And it's not a very nice thing.
They get big extra credit points just for letting it get as bad as it does.
Well, yeah, I remember the first incident I had here where I almost, like, skid and hit my head against a wall. You know, next to this bathroom, as you can see in front of us, there's actually a little area where they hang out, smoke, and just, like, basically laugh it up and yuck it up. And that's what they were doing when that happened to me. And frankly, I wanted to go over there and, like, start beating their ass.
And this was people that work here?
Yes.
That were responsible for keeping it clean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They need an ass whooping.
Yes, they do. I mean, I got to see a woman go off at the McCarran Park bathroom once. That was pretty amazing. But, you know, I can understand why she was going off. You know, she goes out. People don't flush the toilet. They fling, like, piss-soaked toilet paper all over the place. Then some, you know, asshole comes, calls the city because she isn't doing her job. Well, I mean, I think all the woman can do is try to keep up.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to peek in there really quick, and we'll see if there's anything interesting.
Hold on. Is it empty?
Well, I mean, okay.
The smell is nice.
Yeah, and there's always, I'm amazed, there's always, like, water on the floor. Always. And, like, you can actually use the toilet today. I don't know if you'd want to, but you can use it. But yeah, I mean, as always, there's, like, some piss-soaked wad of toilet paper, like, flung in the corner.
How does that happen? I mean, you have to get your hands soaked in piss at some point to do that.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in the state of mind that that would happen. I mean, I've been drunk, all right? Falling down drunk. But there is no way in hell that I have been drunk enough to, like, play around with my own piss-soaked tissues. That has not happened. And if it ever does happen, I'm going to rehab.
It's time.
Yes, that means it's time. Actually, this is really pretty. We'll look at this really quick, and we'll look at the monitor monument. But now, this is something I see a lot here. Kids love to do chalk drawings.
Yeah, this is nice, too.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get a picture of it. Our superintendent's daughter is a pretty prolific artist in her own right. And I don't know. I mean, I'm a little concerned about what she's learning. Because the last thing she did, and she did this in crayon.
Uh-huh.
It's still on our stoop. This girl's five. She wrote, "Boys kiss my ass. Don't mess with girl."
Wow.
Yeah. 5 years old.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I don't know. I'm not a parent. Don't want to be a parent. But every so often, these kids come off with stuff that even amazes me.
Boys kiss my ass. And she wrote this on the pavement, or was it?
She wrote it on our stoop in crayon.
Nice.
It's still there. This is a pretty nice little thing. Someone, during the Forgotten New York tour, one of the patrons pointed this out. A woman, no less. She was here with her husband, and they had her little baby in the stroller. Kevin Walsh was in front of the statue telling us about it, the history. And she's like, you know, speaks up. That's one thing Greenpoint people will do. They'll speak up. They don't care. She's like, "Hey, you want to see something really interesting?" She brought us around here. If you look at this statue from certain angles, this being a pretty good one, and I think to the far left, I mean, it looks like the man's taking a shit.
Yeah, it really does.
It does. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can tell... Like, it's supposed to be a foot, if you look at it the right way.
Yeah.
Like here, it just looks like diarrhea. But, I mean, even... Okay. You get these... I mean, I know people want... Some people are really more into truth than others. I, for one, prefer to think of it as a pile of shit than have this man having a foot shoved up his ass.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like he's sitting on it.
Well...
It looks like toast.
And if you think... I mean, let's... Okay, I don't know if, like, bronze statues have balls, but we'll just pretend that he does. Where are the balls? They've got to be shoved up where, you know...
Yeah.
That cannot be comfortable. No.
Yeah, let's look at the front.
Yes. I mean, I've got two art degrees, you know. I got, like, $50,000 worth of debt. I got to put this shit to good use. So here, we're critiquing a piece of art.
And it looks like he's taking a shit.
Taking a shit? Yeah, Antonio Di Filippo. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah?
No. I mean, it's, for what it is, it's nice. It just I can tell that this was produced, like, probably in the late 30s. It's got a certain feel to it that you later saw in a lot of, like, fascist and Nazi artwork. I mean, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Well, it's kind of that hair and, like, that... I see this is where I get... I don't have the art background. It looks so angular, kind of, like, almost a deco-ish kind of thing, or am I going for...
Well, and he looks... I mean, look at the steroids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's beyond steroids. He's got man tits.
Yeah, he's kind of huge.
Yes, he is. You know, maybe that would explain why he could have his foot up his ass. If he's been pumping up enough steroids, there's probably not too much down there to interfere.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Glad I could help.
Okay. So now we'll, like, sojourn over. We'll walk under the delightful BQE.
It's so nice out here. I was afraid earlier when I emailed you about let's do it in the morning or at night when it's cooler. It was so hot earlier this week.
No, it's going to be good all week. I am very grateful. I hate having the house buttoned up with the AC on all the time.
Yeah.
Plus, I need to work on my garden out on the fire escape, and if it's hot, then that makes it a lot more difficult for me to do.
Yeah.
See, this is a very popular place for your local hobos to take a nap. Although that baby over there is taking a nap.
That's a hobo, too.
Yep.
Baby hobo.
You got some hipster hobos over there taking a nap. God, look at how thin that guy's legs are.
What is with these jeans? I've been noticing it. Like, I feel like so old. What is it with the kids nowadays and their skinny jeans?
I don't know. I mean, if I had legs that big around, I don't think I'd be wearing tight pants like that. It's kind of reeks of heroin junkie or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I've been seeing a lot of those lately. I'm like, man, like, that is some skinny legs right there.
Yeah, go down Bedford Avenue. You'll see some doozies. I mean, some doozies. A lot of times when we go down to Williamsburg, we'll take the B-61, which is a class. You need to do the B-61. One of these days, I'm going to take it all the... I'm going to do the whole damn thing. I'm going to start up in Queens. I'm going to go all the way down to Red Hook. But if you want to see some hipsters, skinny hipsters, many of whom have got, like, punctured, like, needle marks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what makes them so hip.
Well, and that's what makes them so skinny. But I know. My husband found one the other... saw one the other day.
Wait, I've wanted the bus you were just talking about. Which one is it?
The B-61.
Was that the one that you made the big post about?
Yeah. I wanted to give, like, lay it out there, like, how to ride the B-61 bus properly.
That was a brilliant post. One of my favorites.
Well, thanks. Since I didn't have... I had to write that at an internet cafe. I didn't have any access, really, to my photos. It was something I was meaning to do anyway, because a blogger, 11222...
Uh-huh.
She had written her rules, and I was like, well, you know, yeah, it's funny, you got a point here or there, but, I mean, it just was not correct. So I basically just knocked around ideas in my brain, recounted things that either I had seen personally, or in one case my husband had witnessed, and decided to put them in a list. For example, like, my husband was the one that was, like, riding the B-61 bus on the way home. Over the Pulaski Bridge, he watches this fat sack of pus pull out his cell phone, call his buddy and tell him, you know, and told him about banging a whore for $300.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Twice. You know, what'd that be, $150 a piece? You know, that's actually a subject all of its own that I should write about. What cell phones have done to people and their sense of, I don't know, manners?
Yeah.
Privacy?
I would be, I totally support you in that.
Mm.
And then people forget, for some reason they think if they're on the phone, people can't hear what they're talking about.
Actually, one of the last times I went to the park, this park, this woman, motor mouth, on her cell phone. You know, the usual thing where she's talking about her personal life. You know, stupid shit involving boys.
Uh-huh.
And I just happened to be headed the same direction as her.
So was that AC?
No. I think that's trash being discarded or something. But, I mean, I happened to be walking behind her. Trust me, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't, because I didn't want to hear about her stupid fucking life.
Right?
You know, and she kept turning around and glaring at me like I was stalking her or like wanting to listen to her conversation. You know, it's like if you don't want someone to listen to you talk about, you know, how your best friend's boyfriend, like, I don't know, gave her the clap, don't get on your cell phone on a Saturday afternoon, walk around a public park and talk about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Duh. All right, it gets pretty noisy here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to show you, I think we'll... go to this light down here.
Okay.
And we'll go this direction because there's something else along the way I can show you that's pretty cool.
Okay, cool.
Mm. This is nice. Actually, the bar itself is not really my thing. It's a little bit too hipster for me.
Okay, and this is the Boulevard Tavern we're talking about.
But I have to tell you, the interior, it's really cool. I guess this was a bar since the 1930s.
Oh, really?
So actually, if you look at the interior, it is very, how can I put it? All they did was clean it up, add a few lights.
Okay.
It's really quite nice. The crowd, not really my thing.
Skinny legs?
Yeah. Let me, you know, there's something to be said about, like, going into a bar. I mean, I'm 30-some-odd years old. Ain't nobody's goddamn business exactly how old. That's, you know, you're from the South. You don't ask a woman the range.
Right.
But, I mean, let's face facts. I mean, I'm not going to be hitting AARP anytime soon, but I don't like walking into any establishment where people look at me like I'm an old geezer. It ain't happening. See, we'll cross the street here. This is Meeker Avenue. Before they built the Kosciusko, actually, the bridge that led into Laurel Hill Calvary Cemetery was at the end of Meeker.
Okay.
If you actually walk all the way down to the end, and it's a little scuzzy, and I'm really not prepared to do it, you will see, like, the bulkhead for it. Or, if if you want to do the quick and dirty way, look up Meeker Avenue on Google Maps.
Oh,
pull
cool.
up the satellite image, and you will literally see a trace. You'll see it. You'll see where the road ends on one
nice.
Side of the water and continues on the other. Now, this is something that Kevin and I had a bone of contention about, and a lot of people do. Some people consider what is over here, what's in front of us, in other words, what's south of Meeker, is being East Williamsburg. It's not. It's Greenpoint.
Okay.
People could argue it back and forth, but you have to keep in mind what this neighborhood was like before Robert Moses decided to fuck it. I mean, in a big way. There's a lot of Polish nationals over here.
Uh-huh.
Italians. The zip code is 11222.
Right.
And they're historically, I guess you could say ethnographically, this little sliver here where I'm going to take you is Greenpoint. It is not Williamsburg or East Williamsburg.
So that's one of those just real estate things that they try to pull out there to sell shit more easily, or...
I am mystified. I mean, I really don't know. It is a very difficult... I mean, it's a difficult neighborhood to describe.
Yeah.
It is. And... I don't know. I mean, historically, I just consider it Greenpoint. When you look at old news stories, they call it Greenpoint. Zip code's 11222. It's got a lot of characteristics that are indicative of Greenpoint. I call it Greenpoint.
Right.
Now, we might have to backpedal here.
Okay.
Because I don't remember exactly where this little choice item is. I think it's here.
Okay.
This direction, if I'm wrong, we might backpedal. But it's actually, it's one of the best dog shit signs that I have found in ages. And it's actually a little different from my preferred type of dog shit sign. I like the ones that invoke physical violence.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I like the ones that there was not a lot of planning involved. You could tell that there was a catalyst, something that made the straw that broke the camel's back.
Gotcha.
What do? They get a Sharpie marker, they get a flat surface, and then rage on. Oh, there's a dangerous dog for you.
Yeah.
Actually, here it is. Warning, keep dogs off area. Intoxicated grounds. Thank you.
Wow.
This person's making a reference to is the infamous Greenpoint oil spill, which I'm certain you've heard about.
Actually, I haven't.
You have not. Well, there's a lot better sources for information than me, so I'm going to keep it pretty concise. But along Newton Creek, obviously, there's always been heavy industry. Forever.
Okay,
I mean, it
yeah.
started with, like, meat rendering plants, glue factories, I mean, really disgusting stuff. And then eventually, you know, you progressed on to, like, you know, storing petroleum, refining petroleum.
Gotcha.
Well, John Rockefeller, you know, senior, he had a rather sizable interest over here. Oh, here we go. That's a new sign.
Oh, nice.
Yes, please clean up after your dog. This is not a dog run.
People are bad about it. Like,
they are.
Just leaving there. I don't even like seeing dogs pee on the sidewalk.
Well, you know, I don't blame the dog. I blame the owner.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And what's more, I mean, I don't condemn the person. I condemn the behavior.
That's so beautiful.
Here's a good story. Then I'll go into the oil spill.
Okay.
Back in December, okay, I'm buddies with the women that do Hollaback NYC, which I'm sure you've heard of.
No, I really haven't. I'm still so new here.
Okay.
Sorry, I keep sending you off. Okay, now tell this story.
Well, no, I'll go back. But,
okay.
Basically, it's a site that that covers, like, street harassment. So you have, like, a man, like, I had this recently. It's like, hey, mommy.
Right.
You know, totally uncalled for. You could take his picture, write a story, send it in.
Oh,
that's
cool.
What I did. He happened to be working at a condominium being built at Powers and Manhattan Avenue. You know, I just stopped, turned around, took his picture. Then I took a picture of the building, wrote about it, sent it to him. It's supposed to be up this week someday, but that's Hollaback NYC. Anyway, they had been contacted by a reporter from the Wall Street Journal. She was putting together a story about, like, vigilante websites. And I don't know why they did this. Probably just to fuck with her. But they gave her my information, and she actually interviewed me over the phone.
So the Wall Street Journal interviewed you, thinking you were...
Well, she had not... You could tell this woman... I mean, she was really nice, and I know that people get busy, okay?
Yeah.
You could tell she had not looked at my site.
Because
it was reflected in the question she was asking me. Like, if I would take pictures of, like, negligent dog owners letting their dog shit on the yard, you know, I knew where she was going. I knew where she was going. Hey, you want some free stuff over there?
Let's take a look.
You know, so I'm sure by the time she got off the phone with me, she was, like, in, like, a mind, like, mind-fucked beyond belief. Because I was talking about crap maps, you know, qualities of shit. I was enjoying it, and I think that's what she was not prepared for.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got some...
boots, right?
Yeah, I got jackets, got a down comforter. Actually, I might go take a quick gander. If they put a sign like that there, that must be an invitation.
Yeah, to go inside?
Yeah. Because if they didn't want me in here, they'd put up a sign like those people who had their cock stolen. They'd say, stay out of gate. Oh, yeah. That's coming home.
This is a bustier, yeah?
Yeah. It's a real beauty, too. I actually I got one. The place is closed now, but I got one at this place. What is it? Religious Sex. It used to be on St. Mark's Place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're talking, like, seriously fierce corset with the metal ribs and stuff. And then I, like, turned 30, and now I can't wear it anymore.
Oh.
Well, naturally, I could if I wanted to, like, throw up my lunch every day. You know, I'm married now, and I don't care. These are... Ooh.
Those are pretty serious.
This person had to have been a stripper. I'm serious. Size 10 feet?
Wait, is that big for women's sizes?
Well, it's big to me. I'm only a size 6. This is like Paris Hilton's garbage or something. Oh, this is coming home. I don't think it'll fit me, but I could turn it into a planter or a purse or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That was definitely worth it.
So is that mongoing?
Yes.
So it's a verb.
A mongo is a noun, I would say.
Okay.
Picking up mongo.
Oh, I gotcha.
Trolling for mongo. That might be a better way of putting it. Oh, this is nice. This has to be photographed. See, we got some wood and vinyl siding.
Oh, yeah.
We got a demolition. Hey, I'll bet you like $5 we got a stop work order over here somewhere.
Nice.
Nice.
I need to mention that you're still working on that burrito, too. I think that's notable.
Yeah, I'm almost done, actually. But yeah, this is a real beaut. I think you're going to get like a 4, 5, 6-story building here. Then you got this little itty-bitty-bitty house. And then you've got this over here. Probably, once again, another 5 to 6-story building. And then, I mean... Some of this shit just leaves me speechless.
Yeah.
You know, they say the area, I guess, is blighted. You know, because it's got these little dinky 1-2-story houses. Some of which are not in the best of condition. Well, I mean, this is not Park Slope. These people do not have the money, perhaps, to maintain them as nicely as they should. But then you get this. This is what takes its place. And... my neighborhood, I've started documenting them. I go to these abandoned websites, or like these abandoned work sites, take pictures of them.
Yeah.
It.
So it's just started and like been left here?
It certainly looks like it. I think what I'm going to do is actually document what I did. I take a picture of the DOB permit.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take a picture of this permit of this building over here. And then I look them up online. Because that's where you're really going to get the dirt on what's going on.
Right.
Now, I know one of these did get a stop work order levied against it. I think it was this one. And it's usually hazardous working conditions. That seems to be the most popular, although undermining adjacent buildings. That's another one. See something humorous here. Yeah, see? No, right under your nose.
What is this?
You have to think about it, you know?
Sidewall glass and aluminum door.
If you want to drum up get some extra business, go to the shittiest looking work sites you could find, leave your business card. Maybe somebody will go with it, you know? But yeah, we'll definitely have to go across the street, take a picture of this. Then we'll have to check out Beetle Street, because Beetle Street cannot be missed.
I just noticed on my recorder it starts new tracks.
Yeah.
Every now and then, so I have no idea how much time we have left.
Okay, well, we'll make it fast.
Yeah, we may. I don't know.
We might want to pause it. I'll take some pictures and
okay.
Then we'll restart at Beetle. Yeah. He shouldn't be walking around like this, but I guess that's his owner right there. He's got a collar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a cutie pie.
Are you friendly? He seems a little cautious.
Yeah, I think he's trying to keep cool there.
Yeah.
If I had a coat like that, I don't think I wouldn't want to be out in the sunshine either. Okay, so here we are back at Kingsland Avenue.
Kingsland and what street is this?
Kingsland and I want to say Richardson. Yes, Richardson.
Okay.
So you've got these, like, basically like Comfort Inn looking condo buildings.
They really are.
Or actually, that looks like a Residence Inn there, you know, where you have like the mini fridge and all that. Yeah, and like I said, this is the line of demarcation for the oil spill. Kingsland.
Okay.
You can see on the corner here, this sort of Miami Beach looking thing. Yes?
Yeah, you have the perfect descriptions for these things.
Well, unfortunately, I see enough of it that I come up with these things, descriptions. So you got your Miami Beach building. You got this little house with vinyl siding. Sandwiched between these six-story buildings. Then you got this thing over on the right that looks like it's supposed to be like that Miami Beach building, but they ran out of money and decided to cover it in brick. Then you got this vacant lot, baited for rats, and then you've got what I call the Rat King House. And we'll go over and take a look at it, and I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Now, does somebody live here in the Rat King House?
Not anymore. I'll definitely send you some photos of this before
okay.
They raised it. I came across this house probably about 2 months ago. And, I mean, it was amazing. He had created, like, this seating area along here. Because you can see there's a stop for the B-24.
Okay.
He had benches, metal seats, and he painted, like, MTA on them.
So this was just an individual that did it.
Yes, he had a rug. He had an ashtray. I mean, it was this well-appointed, I mean, okay, looks aren't everything, right?
Yeah.
But a nicely appointed bus stop. This entire yard was overgrown. There was a lot more tchotchkes than there used to be.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see the traces of what's here.
And that clock looks new.
Yeah, that's been there for a while. At least a month. But, no, I asked around about this guy because I had heard through the rumor mill that he had been removed from his house and that people had come in and completely cleared out this lot. Well, that's because I call him the Rat King.
Yeah.
This lot belonged to him. He made it, I guess he considered them his pets. He would literally have them eating out of the same food dish with his cats.
Oh, really?
I mean, he had like a ton of rats. And he was a pretty cantankerous individual, from what I understand. He likes to go, he's pretty belligerent. He would like to go around the neighborhood and encourage people's dogs to bark and stuff. I mean, antisocial behavior, but you could do a lot worse, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was recently, I think, removed from here. He was a collector, I guess you would say. So they got a dumpster and were like just taking everything they could, putting it in the dumpster. And, I don't know. I hope personally the guy comes back, but this is the kicker. From what I understand, I think he's going to move into one of these buildings here.
Really?
He had been given an offer for this property before. I think it was like $300,000. He turned it down, you know. So I have to wonder if, like, these people here, for example, called the health department on him or wanted to get him thrown out.
So what do they do when they remove somebody? Like, where do they...
I was under the impression that he was taken in for psychiatric examination.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, if he's got a bunch of rats running amok, there's another, I guess you could say, leverage point. Legitimate concern. But the rumor mill, what I heard, I think he got bought out and he's going to end up being in one of these buildings here, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I mean, could you imagine being this man's neighbor?
It'd be great.
Well, yeah, if you like rats. We got something new here on the door. Take a quick look at it. It's the meter readings.
Oh, okay. Kind of can hear the meter readings. So,
you have
a big package.
I like that. That's a good double entendre.
Yeah. But if you have a big package, please ring the bell.
Yeah, it's like a John Holmes movie or something, man. You got a big package?
Ding dong!
Ding dong! But yeah, this
fam.
What?
You're a fan of the crazy rat man?
Yeah, he's the rat man. I was telling him about the rat man. What do you know about him?
I got him on TV. That's what I
know. Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Are you like, what are you doing? Are you like,
he's just recording me.
I'm just recording for a podcast.
Yeah, no,
No, he's notorious. I hear about him all the way up where I live. And I live on Green Street.
Did you see him on Channel 7 2 weeks ago?
No, I heard about it.
I sent pictures to ABC.
Yeah.
They came out. I'm in the story for like 2 seconds.
Oh, I'll have to watch it. I'm sure it's online.
It isn't.
Really?
No, unfortunately.
Not on YouTube or anything?
I'm going to try to put it on YouTube eventually. I don't know how to figure out. I have a Mac and I don't know how to get it off my TiVo.
Oh.
Oh.
But someday I'll have it.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. Yeah, I had heard about
it's
it.
Really great.
Oh, my God.
They're like, you know, neighbors don't like it. He's like, fuck my neighbor. They please like, fuck my neighbor. Put that on TV. It's brilliant. And then you feed the rats. He goes, well, your neighbors say you feed the rats. I don't feed the rats, but they're rats. I can live with them. They can live with my rats. Oh, it's they're here because God wants them to be here. He's totally fucking crazy.
Wow, that is awesome.
Well, you know, there's like crazy and crazy. I mean, at least he's not going to be the kind of person that's going to go up in a bell tower and start blowing people
away.
But I
don't know. I mean, he feeds rats, so
yeah.
See you later. He looks kind of nervous about the recording for some reason.
Well, a lot of people don't want to be recorded. So you might not want to use all of that. But here, you heard it from somebody else.
Yeah.
The Rat Man.
The Rat Man.
But, yeah, actually, my boss, he has a store over on Montrose, and he lives over by McGolrick Park, so he walks home on Kingsley. And he was talking about one day, like, you know, he's standing there, and it was as they were beginning to bait back there.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this, like, he saw the ground move, and it was like this stampede of rats.
Oh, my God.
And the other thing was with the seating, I don't remember if I told you, people would sit down, and of course these things would start biting their ankles and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was like, what, Ben? I think the movie Ben.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it was just un-the-fucking-leavable. And the fact that I hear about this, that the rumor mill goes all the way up there.
Yeah.
Because I don't really watch TV. I don't. The fact that I can get this information, that says something. I mean, this man is a local celebrity of sorts, for better or for worse.
The Rat Man. The Rat King. I like your title for him much better.
Yeah, the Rat King. It's Kingsland Avenue.
Yeah, perfect.
Rat King.
Okay, I'm running out of time to record, believe it or not. So we should say goodbye.
Well, yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks for doing this.
No problem.